as we continue to listen to first readings for daily masses taken from the book of Exodus, recounting the freeing of the Lord's people through his great power and his servant Moses through miracles and the Lord fighting, defending his own people, we listen to almost parallel yet very much interrelated stories. The fidelity, the goodness, the mercy of God on the one hand, and then the fickleness and infidelity of the people who benefited most from God's goodness, his chosen people. And here we listen to that famous episode where Moses, up on Mount Sinai, communing with God and receiving God's law, his Ten Commandments, is there for a period of time, and the people very quickly not only forget their past, their recent past of slavery and freedom from slavery and the tremendous power God showed them in saving them. They think God is gone. They don't know where Moses is, and so they quickly lapse into idolatry. Well, as we listen to today's reading, we see how this is going to work out with them. But if we consider for the rest of the entire Old Testament, this replays itself. Their lack of fidelity. That's the great sin. You go back in your own mind and consider, meditate on the first commandment. It's a commandment which requires fidelity. Ask yourself, am I keeping that commandment, or do I, in one way or another, forget about God and in his place I put someone, something, even myself there? It's a great temptation. It's the continuous temptation which we see the people in the Old Testament at times falling into and suffering greatly because they forget God.